Okay, thank you, sir. So before we begin, we could start with your name, your education, in which area is your specialization, and what courses do you teach with the university that you're teaching in right now?
Yeah, yeah. I am Sanjeev Sonawane. Right now, I'm a director of School of Education, also Dean of Faculty of Interdisciplinary Studies.
Dean of
Faculty of Interdisciplinary Studies.
Okay.
And also, I am a in charge director of Human Resource Development Center of Savitribai Phule Pune University, Pune.
Okay.
So basically, I completed my graduate in physics, then in educational sciences, communication, then in distance education, PG. I have three PGs. Then doctorate from Mumbai University. Basically, my specialization is teacher education.
Okay.
And I'm also in so many committees in the National Council for Teacher Education, especially designing the curriculum framework of the teacher education program of this nation.
Okay.
Also, I am a member of a peer team visiting peer team of National Assessment and Accreditation for accrediting especially the teacher education institutions of India.
Okay.
So this is my brief professional, but others are there, so no problem.
So at the Pune University, what are the teacher education courses that you offer?
Yeah, we have a Bachelor of Education for 2 years. Bachelor of Physical Education, 2 years. Then we have a four-year integrated program, BA BEd and BSc BEd.
So you already have an integrated program that is
We have already had this program.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so sir, the questions I'll be asking you would be on these four programs that you have.
Okay.
And the answers, you know, if the answers are same for all, you could do that. But if if your answers are different for each of those programs, you can break the answers into B.
I will specify.
You can specify. Yeah, perfect. Okay. So also, what is the NCTE approved intake for all of these four programs?
These are for 50 for our integrated program.
Okay.
We have a master's in education program.
B.Ed., M.Ed., physical education, and
We does not have B.Ed. here, but there are some few colleges that they are running the B.Ed. program of 2 years. But that is a university program, two years. And every week, as per the NCTE's rule, that is 50 is the one unit, and another 50 if they have a second division. So it is according to the NCTE.
Okay, so 50 per program.
Please.
Sorry?
What you said? Pardon, please. Last sentence, what you said.
So I was saying you have 50 intake for B.Ed., for physical education, and for one unit, and for both the integrated B.Eds. that you have
50 per year, that is a one unit again.
So you're saying 15 or 50?
50.
Perfect. Yes, for every year.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, what is the proportion of students from arts, commerce, physics, biology stream for each of these courses?
There are two wings. One is the BSc B.Ed. program.
Yes.
They all are from science.
Okay.
They all are science.
Okay.
And those who are at the BA B.Ed. program, they are languages and social sciences.
Okay.
Yeah,
And
two clear-cut two divisions, so no
okay.
problem.
And the regular BEd and the physical education?
See, for the BEd, actually at the 15 units, these things changes accordingly. So the methodology-wise admissions are given
Yes.
there. And there are 10 core methods, and there are so many methods. So at the BEd colleges, the method master can take 10 each. So, but sometimes what happens actually, this number changes, fluctuates. So
Right.
suppose the mathematics method, two, three people are there, five people are there, but the science has a 15, so it is compensated.
Okay. And for physical education, sir, what?
For physical education, there are 50 intake, and the it is interdisciplinary, so it is not that we can't say that only the BA student or BCom and BSc, BSc student, even now BA engineering students are also coming. BSc computer science students are also coming for the program. So every year there is no quota.
Okay.
It's depending on how the merit of the graduate and entrance examination fits, the students are absorbed into the sector.
Okay. And so how would you describe the quality of their academic qualification? I mean, what proportion comes from first class marks?
Normally,
Excuse me.
the science students, they are coming from the high class, you say first class and all this thing.
Okay.
But the day by day, the number of science students coming toward the teacher education is going to reduce. It's only 10% to 20%.
Okay. So then what is your own assessment of their academic strengths and weaknesses?
What's your spirit to asking this question?
So like you said, if so like they come from, so say first class marks, if
Yeah.
we say that they procure while they are getting admitted into the BEd or physical education, any program. So I
Yeah.
want to understand, how do you see their strengths and weaknesses with respect to academics? Like, are they good? Are they okay? Do you need to work a lot on their academic strengths that way?
No, only the student from a social sciences and languages, especially in the English, the lots of efforts we have to take. But the others, because the totally they are changing the discipline from arts, commerce, and science, they are coming to the educational sciences. So they are good. But
Okay.
those who have a good mathematics background, they are doing
Okay. And so, what are the courses or the subjects that you teach now?
good. I'm teaching the research methodology and inclusive education and teacher education.
And both of these in all these four courses?
Yeah.
Okay. So, also, how would you compare your students' academic profile with that of other colleges with the same programs?
Yeah, see, the other colleges nowadays, there is a problem of the students coming, and they are saying that we will do BEd. They are not coming by the motto to become a teacher. But at the university, they are facing some problem. But around 80% students, they feel that I want to adopt this profession that I am going to join. But they are the other colleges, they are alternative. Only 10% are genuine there also who want to do a teacher education program or want to adopt a life as a teacher, as a profession. But the others are the issues where they are only as a bread and butter they are coming.
Also, sir, what is the proportion of men to women in the students?
The men to women percentage, women's percentage is now last 5 years increasing, and in the class around 60-40 is there. Some classes 25-75. 75 is the women, and 25 is the main. But normally 60-40 is fine.
And across all four of your programs. Okay. Also, sir, how are most of your students admitted into these programs? I mean, is there a common test or how does that happen?
That is a state-wise common entrance test.
Okay.
Common entrance test conducted by Higher Education Department.
Okay.
And according to that, they are admitted.
Okay. Also, sir, which are the colleges preferred by high-ranked students?
Your voice is cutting.
Hello?
Please, sir. Yes.
Yeah. So I am asking which are the colleges that are preferred by high rank students for taking admission?
People now, the train has been changed.
Okay.
They are not choosing the college as a quality. They are choosing as a convenience.
Oh.
Which is close to my home, which is convenience to me to travel. Only they see a problem.
Oh, okay. And so if we... if we look into the ranks, so what are the ranks of students who get admitted into your college?
We get a good ranking students.
Okay.
Because they choose university as a good institute for receiving a education in teaching education. So there's who are really interested, they come here.
Okay. And so how many students take up mathematics and science teaching, and what would be their profile for taking these two subjects up?
Normally out of the 40-20% people choose the mathematics.
Okay. And their profile would be commerce in their 11th, 12th or
no,
how?
No. They are 12th class science completed.
Okay.
And they are BSc in A group. A group means physics, chemistry, mathematics, and statistics.
Okay. And sir, like you would know it better than me that the B.Ed. Program was earlier for 1 year, then it happened for 2 years. And now, according to the new education policy, it's going to be 4 years. So do you think the profile of students changed when the program turned from 1 year to 2 years?
Surely it will change, but the institute has always taken the efforts. Suppose when they admit at the first semester, there will be 8 semesters. And the institute has to plan accordingly each semester how the profile of the pre-service teacher educator education to pupil is going to change. What is expected in the first knowledge level, skill level, attitude level. Then at the second semester. Likewise, every semester, how the student is converted into an excellent teacher. That should be tracked.
Right.
It is not only certification that we have passed now in a so-and-so grade and like that. So institute has to ensure they have to prepare their own competency-based rubrics, and every end of the semester with the university examination, they have to check with that the competencies at that semester which was intended has been developed in the student or not. If the institute follow this pattern, then only it will be possible to create a good teacher. And we are doing that tracking.
Okay. So also, sir, what is the socio-economic profile of the students who get admitted?
Around 80%, they are from a lower strata.
Okay.
Middle strata, average. Only 10 to 20%, they are from a established family.
Okay. And sir, if they had not joined the teacher education college, what would have been their alternatives?
See, their alternative is competition examination they want to do. And they want to join government services, administrative services. Another thing is that they complete a job-oriented program, like a laboratory handling, hospital management, or any other. And like that, they absorb into the service.
Okay. And on the contrary, what do you think would be the key motivation to join the program?
we attract to attract the intellectuals towards the teacher education is really a challenge, because the after completing the program, if they get a, two things are very important after completing it, after recruiting, whether they get a satisfactory ambience and environment as a teacher, that is the one thing, so that they will get a job satisfaction. And second thing is they should get a attractive emulations.
Okay.
So the self-finance institutions, they, where the teacher joins, they have a problem with their salaries and all this thing.
Right.
There is no guarantee, there is no sustainability, and there is no surety. Uncertainty affects the quality of their deliveries.
Got it. Right. So, in particular to all of these four programs, what do your students like the most in each of these?
No, that's not the case, because the students are from a different levels. The four-year student join as a 12th class, after
right.
12th class, and other courses they join for after graduate.
Right.
So we cannot, it will be injustice to compare like that. Their maturity level is different. Their maturity level is different.
Okay.
And, but one thing is very good, that after 12th, they decide that I want to be teacher.
Right. Yes. So, but when they come into the program, there would be something that they would really like about the program, right?
Yeah.
The students. Yeah. What do you think that is?
They feel that my didi or my parents and one of when I was in a school, I saw a very excellent teacher and I want to be like that. That was a one thing.
Okay.
Then another few people say that we want to work with the children always, and that is why we are interested.
Okay.
But
so I'm actually asking in particular about the program, the way it is structured. Is there anything that the students like when they are actually undergoing the program?
In program, they like too much like the field work and internship program,
okay,
where they get a actual teaching experience in the class.
Right. And this is across all the four subjects, all the four programs.
Yeah.
Okay. And any issues or problems that the students might face while being in the program?
The program, few student dropouts are there because they get another opportunity as a service. Only the people they get dropouts are there.
Okay.
But there is no such a program problems they face here.
Okay.
Because
also,
lots of affirmative access are there. Scholarships are getting them for socially economically backward and university scholarships and the government scholarships. So financially some support is there. But in between they get a small job in mall, some small job in any office or in industry, they leave it and they, but that percentage is very 5%.
Okay. Also, sir, what do your students think about the 2-year program and the 4-year program?
Students, they feel that the 4-year program is good because long duration is there and we get a thorough experience and knowledge regarding the teacher education and exam system, teaching with technology and all this thing. So it's a wider one.
And the 2-year program students, what do they think about
the
that?
The 2-year program, they feel that in this program, they are satisfied that they at least we have a instead of 1-year, 2-year program. But they are graduated, they are too much mature, their aging is there, they are behind a career. Immediately they want to be a career, bread and butter.
Right.
So they never opinion. They said that no, we have to complete it. So there are so many students, they are completing this program. They do not have any emotions attachment with the program.
Okay. Also, sir, what are your students' opinion regarding the teacher eligibility test?
Yeah, they feel that it is difficult it is difficult. This is the first their opinion.
Okay.
Second thing is that, but they are trying, and fortunately we have a good percentage.
Oh, nice. Okay. Also, sir, so you would have seen a number of students getting into these programs and moving out. So what do you think the program does to the students that, you know, what is it that they change? How is it that they learn through this program? How do you see the changes?
Just now you asked about the their examination. They feel that we have a good teaching skills, and you are assessing us by a written test. So why not? That should be a highest one. Those teaching skills should be tested. So for what purpose we are there? There that opinion is very valid, I think.
Okay. Also, sir, what is the feedback that you receive from schools with respect to teacher preparation?
They normally students, schools are not too much keenly give the feedback.
Oh.
They averagely say that it was good students. Only if you misjudge students, make some anything. But very outstanding students, they inform us these two students are doing very good. They are engaged in school activities very well. But it is very specific. Some year we get a good, some year average. Yeah.
Okay. Also, once they are out of the program, once they have completed their B.Ed. or the 4-year B.Ed., do they keep in touch with you?
They like to come.
Okay.
They are very happily come. They meet us. They experience that I am joined here.
Okay.
And whatever may be the year I learn, I am using them. They are very happily sharing them.
Okay. And also, is there any constructive feedback that they share with you with respect to the program?
Yeah, surely. They say that, sir, now the online teaching is there. How to conduct a teaching on a online, you include in that. Online assessment and like that. Just now, the recent feedback is there.
Oh, okay. Nice, nice. So you have like a strong alumni base at your institute.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, we were talking about the TET exam. So say for the last 2 or 3 batches, how many of them would have applied for the TET or the CTET exam?
Here, the student applied. Every student applied.
Oh, every student applies. And how many pass?
So our pass percentage is above average of the nation.
Oh.
Normally 4 to 5% is above. It is that 4%, we have a 10%, 12%, sometimes 8%, but not below 8%. We have a good passing standard.
Yeah.
But what happens actually, the student passing out this year, they try this year, sometimes they pass in the next year. The infirmaries.
Okay. Also, sir, does your university provide any support for the TET preparation?
Yes, we give them a special coaching to them how to act.
Okay. Also, sir,
every
like
Saturday we have that.
Sorry.
Every Saturday we have that.
Oh.
General
okay.
knowledge and every according to the syllabi of the trip, we conduct some visiting lectures.
Okay. Sir, like you were just saying, you know, your pass percentage is higher compared to the other states or even the complete nation. So I wanted to know, what do you think is the reason that, you know, your pass percentage is high compared to the ones whose is low?
Yeah. See, that's the two things are there. One is that the university atmosphere, because here in the university, ambience is there. Good library is there, they can sit longer time in the library. And they does not have any other than learning obstacles here. The next thing is that our support at the every Saturday we conduct the special.
So I couldn't hear you at the end. What did you say?
Third thing is that our teachers are available every time in the department.
Yeah.
which questions and queries.
Okay. So, where do your students get employed after completing their B.Ed. degrees?
Yeah, normally we does not have now the government employment, but self-finance and English medium and newly coming emerging schools, they are absorbing.
Okay. Also, how do these jobs, I mean, do you have a placement cell or do the
students? Yes, we have a placement cell. The school writes to us. We give the place to conduct a interview at our place. Before examination also, during examination also, and repeatedly, it is not coming at one school, all school at one time. They come and we give them space on to have their, we put the notice board also on the Facebook, our alumni Facebook is there, our recruitment corner is there, and they access through, they apply. Sometimes the school conduct interview at their own places, sometimes here. They shortlist and then they give opportunity to them to teach in the regular class, and then they say that it's fine.
So have you affiliated yourself with schools or that does not work?
Affiliated our?
The university, have you affiliated with schools for placement or is it just on the campus placement and no affiliation?
We haven't affiliated, but okay. They approach us and then we support.
Okay. So we have also been hearing that new teachers are generally given lower grade classes to teach. Is this true? And were your students that were placed to teach?
No, that is not true as a general practice.
Oh,
they
okay.
They give opportunity them at the initially.
Okay.
But as the school management and principal and supervisor, they feel that this teacher is good, they give opportunity in the afterwards to the higher classes.
Okay.
They see their proficiency. First, they give opportunity. Immediately, they are not giving the opportunity at the upper classes. But when they realize that this can be capable to conduct, handle, manage the college upper classes, then they automatically shift.
Okay. But, so like you said, initially at least they are given lower grades, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, were your students placed in lower grades, were trained to teach lower grade students?
Yeah, we have a number of practice teaching lessons.
Okay.
At that time, we conduct a few classes. So we give opportunity then to teach at the before fifth class.
Primary grade.
Primary.
Okay. So what proportion? So I know that you said because government jobs are like stagnant now. But do your students seek for government jobs? I mean, do they tend
to join first at the private, then when the recruitment is there, they shift there.
Okay. Also, sir, what would be the starting salary of these teachers who join in private schools?
It's varying from 10,000 to 40,000.
Okay. And does this variation also happen in what grades they teach?
No.
No. So it's just the schools.
It is depending on this.
Okay. Also, do students get jobs in NGOs that work in education sector?
Very few.
Okay. So, sir, other than teaching, what do you think are the alternative careers that the students can pursue?
There are so many. Like e-content development and starting its own YouTube channel and earning.
Oh, wow.
Then industrial in-service training. The newly recruited human capital in the industry, that also helps to them to have their opportunities and
Right. So, what are some of the challenges that you and your colleagues face while teaching students?
Only 10 to 20% good students are coming, not 100%. How we have to see that how the good students will come to the teacher education, and hope that new education policy will make this atmosphere and assurance that the government policy needs to be supported.
Right. Also, challenges with respect to salary or opportunities for you to develop professionally. Do you think university?
No, we give them a clear cut idea. When you will be pass out, you does not get immediately a as per your satisfactory salary. You have to join whatever may be that they had given you the package. And afterwards, prove your ability, and they certainly give you a upper. Unless you show your performance, they will not increase your salary.
Okay. So no, sir. This question was regarding you and your colleagues. I mean, do you face any challenges with respect to your salary?
We have it as per UGC package.
Okay, and sir, opportunities that you might get from the university to develop professionally. Do you feel there are challenges at that front?
No, because we have our in-service educational program.
Okay.
And in-service program. Also, just now the MOOCs courses has been introduced. So we have a continuous training and workshop.
Okay, so ample opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. And with reference to the NCTE regulation, do you face any challenges there?
No, because our university is autonomous, so we are not facing.
Okay, okay. Also, sir, like you were saying, the four-year program, and what do you think would be the challenges that this four-year program will get?
No, four-year program challenges are there, the fee structure. The students are poor, and the actual fees around they should pay us a 50,000 per year, but the fees is only 20,000.
Right.
So this is the gap, but this is university, so university is managing.
Right.
But the private institute cannot manage it, and that's why they give the lower salaries to the people.
Right. Got it. Also, sir, you were saying, what do you think this four-year program will actually improve the quality of teachers? You already have two of these. So what has been your experience?
Because our 100% placement is there. That means our product is good.
So you think that this will improve the quality of teachers?
Yeah, sure.
Compared to just the two-year BEd yeah. course? Okay. Also, there is a provision that says, there should be a composite BEd program. I mean, the 2 years should also continue along with the four-year course. What are your thoughts on that?
I think we have to now see the perfect policy. We should drop that 2 year now.
Okay.
After some period, with giving some intimation.
Okay.
And we should go for one model, that is the 4 year.
The four, okay. Okay, and so one last question, because right now we are in the middle of COVID. For past 1-2 years, all of us have been struggling with COVID. So how has COVID actually, impacted your institution as a whole? What worked, what did not work for you, your institution, your students, faculty?
See, theory we completed online.
Okay.
But actually school experience we does not give.
Right.
And that's the biggest challenge.
Okay.
There is no school.
So
where the students will be at a teaching practice. That's the biggest challenge.
True.
Otherwise, there are no any issues.
Okay. Also, did your students face any difficulties during the COVID?
Yes. Lots of difficulties. See, they are at the home. Instead of classroom and institute, the learning place has been changed. They're home. And they are not habitual with this.
Right.
They are adjusting with the system.
Right.
They have no alternative. Nobody has an alternative.
Right.
Because they are not. See, we have to see here now how when the pandemic will finish and how they will get a real world of work experience when they will, after completing their teacher education program, they will join as a service.
Right. And in terms of technology or bandwidth, did they face any issues on that front? Internet.
I think that we do not have that issue.
Okay, that's good. And what about the faculty, sir? Did you or and your professors, how did you cope up during this time?
They work from home. They teach
Okay.
from online. We have given a training to them,
Okay.
facilities like that. E-content development training we have given to them. Online education, how to deliver, we had given to them. Online assessment, that also training we had given to them. And they are working from home.
Okay. So, sir, overall, if I ask you to summarize how COVID has affected the university and these four programs, how will you summarize?
Mostly in the teacher development, the teaching practice skills died. And online teaching practice is given.
Right.
But the live experience in the face-to-face mode, the reading the faces of the child, interaction with the children, that has been missed. So that's the great thing. And in the teacher's life, student-teacher interaction is the highest thing we can say, but that
Right.
is missing now.
Right.
We are not preparing a good teacher, I think.
Right. Okay. Okay, sir. So that brings us to the end of this discussion.